Hey, podcast listeners, still standing on the sidelines when you could be getting paid to play? Well, all your favorite NBA and college basketball teams are in action, and there's no better time to make sure you're betting with the best. BetDSI is one of the most reliable and profitable online sports books. Bet on the NBA, college basketball, MLB, UFC, NHL, and much more. It's your all-access pass for everything. And not only are there super quick payouts and bonuses, but BetDSI's live feature allows me to watch my team before I even bet. They even match any deposit you make up to $1,000. So play big, win big, and get paid anytime. Plus, when you sign up for BetDSI.com using our code, you'll get an extra 25%. That's 125% bonus. So join the winning team by signing on at BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN101. You'll more than double your bet. So don't leave money on the table. Visit BetDSI.com and use code WIN101. That's BetDSI.com, promo code WIN101, BETDSI.com, code WIN101.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5, Houston's only FM sports station.
One home for all professional sporting activities.
That's pretty cool.
Yep.
Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Raiders have released Jordy Nelson. They also have released A.J. McCarron.
I still like that guy.
I do too.
If I'm the Texans, don't you think that's a better backup than Brandon Whedon?
I would think so. But A.J. McCarron, I think, is still going to go get paid like a top-level backup. And you don't really have to pay Brandon Whedon like a top-level backup because he's not.
Zion Williamson is going to be back.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Your thoughts?
I don't really have any until I see him play. If I were Mike Krzyzewski, what I would do is I would say Zion's going to miss the first game of the tournament. And the reason why I would do that is because... Well, maybe not. I don't know. I just think Syracuse is a tough matchup for Duke as it is. And if they struggle at all, everyone's going to say, oh, it's because they brought Zion back too early. It's a can of worms. But I understand also you want to get your best player back on the court.
Right.
And that's what they're trying to do.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three already. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates975. Any minute now, it'll also be at BradPower7. And you can also text the show, you know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours? Some sports, and mostly Fernando. That was the whole first 2 hours of the show.
Yeah.
But some good stuff. Go check it out on podcastarena.com as we broadcast live from AT&T Stadium in Dallas. Spence Garcia coming up Saturday, 8 p.m. on pay-per-view. So, Aaron, let us know when we have Brad. Oh, okay. All right, 6:03.
There we go. I finally got an energy drink in me.
Yeah? Yeah, we had to send them on a... rather wild goose chase to get our bang.
But the good news is Joel said he really likes the neighborhood and he's going to buy here. He's going to buy a tire shop right here outside of AT&T Stadium. Not the greatest neighborhood.
No.
It's not much to look at besides, I mean, the ballpark's really not like...
Yeah.
And they're building the new Ranger Stadium here.
Yeah.
And when you look at... this is quote fingers, the old Rangers Stadium, it's really hard to understand why, because they've got a really nice stadium.
Yeah, but they need a retractable roof here. It's so damn
I get
hot.
It, but I don't know why they didn't think of that.
Yeah.
When they built it.
They should have known that.
Because they built it, 1 year before Enron was built?
Yeah. Yeah, it might have been 2 years, but it's not that old, and it's a nice stadium.
I mean, the technology existed. Yeah. They could have put a roof on that thing.
Yeah, well.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's Dallas. What do you expect?
Man, it's almost sad because that ballpark is so nice. Like, on the inside, it's too hot to watch a game usually.
Yeah.
I mean, unless you go in the spring or the fall, if you try to go to a game in the summer, I mean, you're just going to die. But, when you're in there, it's like, man, it's a really pretty stadium. It's fun to watch a game at.
Well, and you would think this area would be a little better, but I remember last time we were here, we stayed in the hotel that's nearby, and it's the same one I used to stay when I went to the racetrack. And every night, the hotel bar, pay-per-views, like a lot of pay-per-views. So,
sorry, I'm efforting Brad.
Ah,
we're trying to make this work.
Oh, that would be good, because Aaron's already tweeted out that Brad Powers is going to join us now to run down college betting. So it would be a really good idea if we could actually get that to work. 713-780-ESPN. 505 said, had the worst interview today. The guy knew nothing about my company and only asked questions about how much we would pay. Don't be that guy. Man, those are the worst. But at least it didn't take you long to figure out you're not hiring the guy, right? So there's that. Okay, are we getting an update?
I don't know. Aaron's saying that phone number's working, and Brad says no one's called him from that number. So
somebody's lying.
Somebody is wrong, Aaron.
Well, why don't we do this? Since we like to keep Brad on a little longer, why don't we go to break right now and let Aaron work that out, get him on, and come back with him?
I'm fine with that.
Is that cool, Aaron? So let's go to break. And when we come back, we'll hopefully have Brad Powers. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Ah, got to tell you guys before we go about Man Centers, my good friends over at Man Centers. If you are struggling, maybe in the gym you're not getting the results that you want, maybe in the office you're struggling, maybe in the bedroom you're struggling, it's not good. You don't want to be that guy. Well, Man Centers can take care of you. And I'm not talking about like going in and get the weekly injections and deal with the crash and all that. I'm talking about getting your body to produce at its own peak level again. And it's really simple, and Man Centers has got the perfect way to make it happen. The guys, they've got three locations in the Houston area. There's one close to you. Houston at Katy Freeway and Campbell in the Memorial area off 249 in Tomball, and now open in Webster. And they're doing that. They're still doing the free general mail wellness checkup, $150 value. Go in, get your levels checked, see how they can improve your life. And if you're thinking about having a vasectomy, book it now. Get your vasectomy done next Wednesday and just sit there and watch the games Thursday and Friday. Your boss will never be the wiser. I mean, you had a major, it's not even a major surgery, it's so simple. It's 10 to 15 minutes. But bosses will think, oh, he's recovering, but you're really just watching hoop. Guys, 832-358-8600 or go to mancenters.com to book it online. The Y Factor, presented by Man Centers, helping men lead better, more fulfilling lives. Be my sunshine every time you drive as others are not.
Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And finally, we have our good friend Brad Powers. Follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. How's it going, Brad?
It's going well. How are you doing on this fine Thursday evening?
We're hanging in there, man. Not a bad day. Some good hoops going on today. Unfortunately, I'm having to scoreboard watch because it's stupid work. But you know how that is. That's part of the game, I suppose. Let's talk about some of the matchups that we know for tomorrow. But before we get into those, I kind of wanted to get your thoughts on we've discussed ad nauseum, I feel like, what the value of Zion Williamson is. Like, how many points is he worth to a line? And what do you see when, what did Vegas say to you by posting this line that they did today? Did they tell you that we were maybe a little short on what he was worth, or were we pretty accurate?
No, I think it's pretty accurate, and we'll use the past Syracuse matchup, and we'll go use the first one since it was, you know, everything was equal with Zion playing in that game. Duke was right around a 17-point home favorite in that game. So usually get about 4 points of home court advantage. So that would say on a neutral, Duke should be a 13-point favorite. Well, since that time, you know, obviously Duke struggled a little bit, including a loss to Syracuse in that game from about a month ago. And Duke's also lost their starting center, who's going to be out for the entire ACC tournament. And with Duke being depth shy, I'd say their starting center, while he's not a big stat guy, I still think he's worth a half point to a point. So I think this, you know, 12-point line says, hey, Zion's worth about 6 points to the line. And, you know, that would put him right up there with LeBron James and the Cavs. And look, the data says he should be worth about 6 points at least. I mean, with them, they're outscoring their opponents by 20 points per game, 23-2. Without them, they're 3-3, outscoring their opponents by 2 points per game.
All right, we're back, I think. Sorry about that, Brad. Sorry about that, listening audience.
World.
Everyone. Brad, you were telling us about, and I don't know how much you got out before we got dumped out of here, but about Zion Williamson compared to the first game. You said they were 17-point home favorites that first game. What is Zion? How did it affect the number with him going out and compared to now?
Yeah, I think Zion's worth right around 6 points, and I mean that puts him right up there. LeBron James at the Cleveland Cavalier territory. I mean, with them, they're 23-2, outscoring their opponents by 20 points per game. Without them, barely above average, 3-3, outscoring their opponents by 2 points per game. Line kind of makes sense with me here. And look, there was already an expectation that he would come back for this game. I mean, it's not like we've seen, a 4, 5, 6 point line move today. I mean, it was already built in the fact when this line opened up at, 10, 10.5, that he was going to be probable to play. And as soon as the news hit that he would play this morning, I obviously saw the line jump up an extra couple of points.
Is there any concern, I mean, or do you think that they're pricing in that he's fully healthy at this point? Because is there any concern that maybe they're bringing him in and he's the knee's maybe still balky, he's going to be on a pitch count per se or limited minutes? Or do you think that they're assuming that he's 100% to go?
I think this line says he's 100% to go. Again, the first meeting between these two, Duke was at home, 17, 4 points of home court advantage. I mean, that would have said at a neutral at that time, Duke would have been a 13-point favorite. And keep in mind, since that game, Duke's underperformed, including that game against Syracuse where they lost outright. So I think that they got Zion priced into it like he's going to be 100% tonight. And I think that's a mistake. That's why I lean with Syracuse. I don't think Zion's going to be 100% when that first game back. And keep in mind, Duke's already a depth-shy team without their starting center. I'm on the orange tonight, plus 12.
Some of the other games that we know for tomorrow, Villanova and Xavier both advance. Villanova knocks off Providence, much to my chagrin. And Xavier takes care of Creighton in overtime, which, I mean, that you talk about just a team that seems to own the other one, even though I swear Creighton's a better team and Xavier has their number. What do you think of that matchup? And do you think Villanova is sort of riding the ship here, or do you think they're still vulnerable because Xavier's been a really hot team lately?
Yeah, I mean, other than the loss to Butler, I mean, Xavier's been a team that's won and covered, six of their last seven games. So they're playing their best basketball season. And let's be quite frank, I mean, Villanova, particularly on the road away from home, you know, at least coming in today, had lost 4 straight road games. So maybe they righted the ship a little bit today with the Providence game. Now, outside of Xavier beating them in their most recent matchup, I mean, Villanova has owned Xavier the last 4 or 5 years, and that was, with Chris Mack, the former head coach at Xavier, you know, going up and down the line of the court there. He's at Louisville now, so, if I'm going to have a lean here, I think it'll be Villanova, but it looks like some of the early lines has that. It's definitely not cheap. 6.5. In fact, if it goes any higher, I might be on the Xavier side. This number's come a little higher than what I expected.
Well, I thought 6.5 would be good with Providence today, a Providence team that had been playing really well, and Nova got some separation from them at the end. So I got to be careful with that. Well, Florida State they did it again. And I remember on our podcast, we talked about the reason why I wouldn't bet on Florida State today, even though I thought they were better than Virginia Tech, was because Virginia Tech was basically running Florida State out of the gym, and Florida State came all the way back, took it to overtime, and won in overtime. And I said, I just feel like Virginia Tech is going to have a crazy revenge spot here. And the game goes to overtime again. I mean, these teams are obviously very evenly matched, but Florida State gets it done. Virginia, no struggle, but now we get a good matchup, a good juicy matchup here, Florida State-Virginia. What's the projected line for that one, and how do you think how do you see it going?
Yeah, I mean, Florida, most teams coming off an overtime game and having to play the very next day, I think it impacts a lot of teams, but I think it's less of an impact on a Florida State team that's one of the deepest teams in the country. And they go to the bench and they go deep. I mean, they go 10 deep, the Noles do. And obviously, the unique matchup because they offer a lot of size and height. You know, I expected the number to come, you know, close to double digits. You know, my power ratings are really high on Virginia. So I was expecting it to come right around 9 or so. You know, some very, very early, and these are soft numbers, had Virginia 11-point favorite. All the early money's come in on the Seminoles. It's down to 8.5. I'd still lean Florida State. This has been, while I think Virginia goes on to win and actually win the ACC tournament, I think Florida State, they were my dark horse team here. And I think this was a game that's going to be much closer than expected. I lean with the Noles here plus the points, but that looks like that's where all the early money is.
Florida gets by Arkansas today. They get to take on LSU, and I say get to. I mean, I don't know if that's necessarily the case, although they've played LSU competitively already this season. What number are we looking at, would you imagine, tomorrow with Florida-LSU, and how would it compare to the last time that they played when they had Will Wade and they had a full roster of players? How much is Vegas discounting the Tigers now with everything that's going on?
Yeah, I don't know if they're discounting them enough here. Right now, the early overnight line says LSU a 2.5-point favorite here. And keep in mind, these two teams just met a little over a week ago. It was Florida at home against LSU, and at that point, Florida was right around a 1-point favorite. So at that particular line, that game went to overtime, and LSU won by one, so it's not like there should have been a major adjustment to the line after that one. On a neutral at that point, just a little over a week ago, LSU would have been about a 3-point favorite on a neutral, and now they're laying 2.5 with all the distractions and one of their players
that's
being
wild.
Out. I like Florida quite a bit tomorrow, and 2.5 the early line that's out there. I think Florida wins the game outright. Gators will make my card at that number 6.
Yeah, it's funny because, I mean, Florida's already beat LSU once this year when LSU was full strength. And now they're not. I'm with you. I think that's a very odd number. I've liked this LSU team all year, but I just can't have anything to do with them right now because I don't know what LSU we're going to get. One of the Memphis moves on today against Tulane, and I think this conference tournament is interesting for Memphis because they're playing at home. They're playing in the FedEx Forum there in Memphis, and this UCF team is playing really good ball down the stretch. They're obviously a contender in the AAC, but Memphis beat UCF by 20 in that building earlier this season. What are we expecting with a number tomorrow? And do you like Memphis in this unique spot of having home court during a conference tournament?
Yeah, Central Florida's right around a 2-point favorite here. Boy, that number seems about right, and that's of course giving Memphis, right around close to 4 points of home court advantage there. So looking at that one, I don't think it's cheap on any stretch. I was looking more towards the Memphis side of anything here. In the earlier meeting when Memphis hosted UCF, they were right around a 1.5-point favorite. But obviously since then, UCF's played extremely well down the stretch, outside that loss against Temple. And look, I love Temple in that game. Fran Dumphy's last home game there after coaching 30 years in that city of Philadelphia. That was a home run spot for Temple. UCF lost by 5, and I didn't touch their power rating at all after that one. I mean, previous to that, I think UCF had covered 8 straight games. So 2 seems about right to me. Not sure I'm going to have a pick there. Wouldn't be stunned if Memphis won the game outright, But also would be a bit surprised if UCF went ahead and won this tournament. That's how good I think the Knights are.
What are we going to be looking at when it comes to in the ACC when we finally get to Duke and North Carolina Part 15? Are you expecting it to go any differently now with Zion back? And I'm maybe projecting, as UNC's leading Louisville right now, but and Duke's still got a game to go, obviously. But do you expect this round, this third matchup, to be any different than the first two?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because, I mean, Zion didn't play any of those two. And I do think Zion's, played, what, 30 seconds?
Between the two games.
Yeah, and, I mean, I just got done saying he's worth 6 points, which is, you know, I mean, significant. I mean, obviously 6 points pretty much wouldn't, I mean, North Carolina still would have won the previous two games. But, I don't know, he just makes them so different, especially down low. I mean, the physical presence that he allows, even though he can awful handle the ball. I expect the line to come close to pick, so it'll be a toss-up there. You'll hear the whole, you know, it's tough to beat a team three times in one season. That'll come into play. So maybe Duke goes off as the favorite there. I just don't know the answer because I hadn't seen it. I mean, Duke's a completely different team with Zion in the lineup, and he wasn't in the lineup in any of the first two matchups. So that one I'll just have to – that might be a good one in running, in-game live betting. I mean, just to see how Duke is early with Zion and see what the differences are.
Let me ask you about a couple of the games that are still going or are still to come tonight. Texas, a phrase you like to use, has looked like a dead cat lately. And they get a Kansas team who did not win the conference in the regular season for the first time. I looked at Kansas and said, man, Kansas may want to really go out and make a statement and win the tournament. So they can at least say they were a champion in some kind of way this season. What are your thoughts on that one? I mean, Texas obviously needing a win here because they're very much on the bubble at this point. What kind of effort do you expect to get out of Texas?
Yeah, I max effort out of Texas. I mean, they need a game like blood. Some of the money here has come in a little bit on Kansas. It's been back and forth, the money, pretty much all day with Kansas now. Right around a 3.5-point favorite here. A little bit. You got to slide in a little bit of home court advantage for Kansas since they're playing relatively close to home. They'll have the crowd edge here. Kerwin Roach is back for Texas. You know, at first, I didn't think they missed him too much. In fact, Texas had some of their best offensive performances of the season without him. But just to have another body in there, I would lean Texas plus 3.5. But to your point, I mean, I do have that feeling like Kansas can – you know, still salvage the season a little bit, even though they allowed that Big 12 regular season title streak to go by the wayside. Max effort from both teams should be a good game. If anything, I kind of lean more towards the under here in Texas and Kansas. You know, we'll see how Roach comes, integrates back in the lineup for the Longhorns. They actually struggled with him in the lineup, at least his last few games that he played. So under 137.5 would be my preferred lean.
Texas A&M, they had no troubles last night because it's Vanderbilt. They get Mississippi State tonight. Mississippi State looks like they're about an 8-point favorite against Texas A&M. What do you expect to see in that matchup?
Yeah, I mean, it could be, I mean, from the reports that we're hearing, it could be, you know, Gillespie's final game. I mean, he's the underdog to do so here. I like this Mississippi State team quite a bit. I mean, Texas A&M, it's not like they had to extend a lot of effort last night against Vanderbilt. The number again seems about right to me. I usually put numbers down on games before, and I had this one right around 8, so and not a surprise for me. But if you're looking for one tonight, because I haven't given out too many strong picks other than Florida tomorrow against LSU, I really like the Ducks tonight against Utah. I think this Oregon team is really surging, and now we're finally starting to see why Oregon was the preseason favorite in the Pac-12.
Yeah, Oregon was, I think, both of our pick to win the Pac-12 tournament. And I was expecting a better effort out of Oregon State today, and it looks like they're about to get beat by Colorado, which means Colorado playing pretty good ball right now through these first two games, and they're going to go up against Washington tomorrow. And that's a Washington team that, I mean, at least a while ago you liked. What do you think of Washington at this point?
I've come around to your end of it. I made a bad bet with you earlier in the season. I mean, when you're losing to Cal And, you know, they followed it up, and it's not like they've rebounded particularly well. I mean, they've gotten a little expensive in the marketplace, and on top of that, you know, they lost to this Oregon team that I'm kind of touting a little bit last week, and Oregon went into Washington, who I consider to be the best team in the Pac-12, and Oregon controlled matters. So, I mean, right now, I don't think Washington's the best team in the Pac-12. I think it's clearly Oregon. We'll see tonight. I mean, if you look at the last five games, if you're looking at recency bias, no one better than the Ducks in the Pac-12. And I'll give you a score here. What the hell is going on there? West Virginia, Texas Tech. You want to talk about a shocker right now?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. I'm not watching the game, but Texas Tech down 28-11 about halfway through the first half. So not a good start for the Red Raiders, but I imagine they'll figure it out before the game is over. That's a pretty good squad there. One more before we let you go. Tomorrow looks like the University of Houston looks like they're going to be a 10-point favorite against UConn. How do you feel about the Cougs going into this tournament?
Yeah, I feel pretty good. I mean, they obviously had the disappointing performance with College Game Day there. You know, on a Saturday, losing outright to Central Florida, ended their long winning streak. But the fact that they rebounded, you know, took care of business against SMU, and then in a game that I actually leaned towards Cincinnati, I thought it was a home run spot for the Bearcats. I mean, Houston went in there and pretty much what people considered to be the second best team in that conference, Houston went in there and whooped them. So to me, they rebounded quite well after the loss to Central Florida. They're clear cut the best team in the league, and you know, Connecticut's playing better. I mean, they certainly haven't given up. It's been for Hurley, their first-year coach, it's been a tough season. They've been dealing with some injuries. They had a nice win today, although East Carolina, East Carolina, their last win in the regular season, and today against South Florida, two of those teams are really fading. Houston will be the team for me. 10 seems like a fair number. I think in-game live wagering, I'd be looking for Houston more in the second half. I think they'll wear out Connecticut when it's all said and done.
I lied about one more because there's a game going on tonight that I'm just interested in from a viewing standpoint because I think both these teams are hot right now and both have a chance to win their conference tournament if they can get through tonight. But Georgetown and Seton Hall given 3.5 points here. How do you see that game shaking out tonight?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think the winner here can be very dangerous. I'm going to lean more towards Seton Hall, even though they've been much better at home than on the road this season. They got, you know, immediate revenge. Georgetown got them in overtime a little over a week ago. I mean, tip of the cap to Seton Hall for that performance last week. Pretty much, you know, rubber stamping that they'll get in the tournament by beating Marquette and Villanova. I think they're the hot team right now, and that's where the money is here. I'll lean with Seton Hall -3.5.
All right, that's Brad Powers, the head college basketball analyst at pregame.com. You can follow him on Twitter at BradPowers7. You can hear his podcast, the Dream Podcast. The next one you'll hear will be Tuesday, but normally it's every Monday and Friday, but this is a little bit different week. But appreciate the time today, Brad, and sorry for the technical difficulties, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
All right, sounds good. Take care, guys.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Republic Harley-Davidson. If you are in the market for a new bike, there's no better place to go than Republic. Get down there, see why they're Houston's number one dealer. Over 200 bikes in inventory, the best customer service rating in the state of Texas. These guys have it going on. They've got great specials going on in every department right now. Parts department, $399. Genuine Harley-Davidson tire special, full set, fully installed, $399. They've got up to 75% off licensed Harley-Davidson merchandise in the motor clothes department. And they've got a big event coming up on Saturday. Demo rides on all the new 2019 Harley-Davidson models. Savings across every department. Get out there. If you're looking for a new bike, Saturday is a great day to go out and find the one for you. And then they're going to do a bike night on March 30th. Mark your calendars now. Saturday, March 30th from 6 to 9, stop by for some tasty grub from Fuddruckers, some live music, door prizes, demo rides, and more. They are at 12707 Southwest Freeway in Stafford, just outside the Beltway, or always open at republichd.com. That's Republic Harley Davidson.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow. Live from Radio Row at AT&T Stadium for Errol Spence Jr. versus Mikey Garcia. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, live here at AT&T Stadium. And it's another show that's just flying by, man. Jeez. We only have one segment left after this. So, and here, obviously, discussing the Spence versus Garcia fight, which will be Saturday, live from AT&T Stadium, 8 p.m. on pay-per-view. Check it out. Should be a terrific card. And hopefully tomorrow we'll get some guests. The usual suspects got them all today because that's when everybody was here.
Yeah.
So it happens. I know you play fantasy baseball.
I do.
What's your best
draft on Monday?
What's your best fantasy baseball team name that you can say on air?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm really that clever with I try to be more clever with fantasy football.
Yeah.
And but so my team has been called Beats by Trey because I've had Trey Turner on my team.
Yeah.
And I thought that was clever.
Not bad. That's not bad.
I had a picture of him with headphones on as my avatar.
Well, here's For the Win went around and found a bunch of the best ones off the internet, or what they thought were the best ones. The Bryce is Right.
Okay.
About Mike Fires Festival.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. This one I don't understand, but it says it's for South Park fans. Man Bear Puig.
Okay, Man Bear Pig.
Yeah, so it's Puig.
Yeah.
Okay, so I guess that's clever. Cinder Garden Cop.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Reese Lightning.
Okay.
This one, Rougie Hodor. It's kind of a stretch.
Yeah.
Lebronto Blue James. That's not good. Player Haters Ball. That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Who's your Vladdy?
Yeah. Do you want to name your team after a minor leaguer?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to be in the majors at some point.
Eventually.
Happy Glaber Day.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a little bit of a reach. I like this one, the Gurriel with the dragon tattoo.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Dude, Texas Tech is getting run.
Really?
Right now. It is 32-18.
Wow.
We're getting down to 5:15 to go in the first half. They've been out-rebounded 22-5. That's not good.
West Virginia
sucks.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. So.
Yeah. So 15-point deficit right now for your Red Raiders.
Not so good. Had one more that I was going to mention. Honey Nut Chirinos.
A little bit of a stretch.
Okay. A little bit of a stretch, but meh. I think if it's more than one letter off, it's a little too much.
Yeah.
So. On Twitter, Casey said, Dallas and Arlington are both gross. Fort Worth is closer to the stadium than Dallas and 100 times nicer. Traffic isn't all that crazy either. If you stay off 30 in university, it's $5 Uber to anything. I like Fort Worth. And I like some areas of Dallas.
Yeah.
But this particular area, not so much. And I wouldn't want to live here just because I wouldn't want to have to be on these damn freeways.
For real.
I mean, you miss an exit and you're 30 minutes out of your way.
Yeah.
Which is what happened to me with the Lee Harvey Oswald driver on the
way
here.
We missed an exit.
Yeah? You didn't exit left coming down here? Where
Nick tried to send us the wrong way.
Uh-huh.
Nick, he's got one job. It's to run the Waze in the back seat. And he's like, you got to go. You exit here. It was on 35 or something like that.
Is it where the construction was and you were supposed to exit left? Because that's where Lee Harvey missed it.
Yes, I was supposed to exit left. And instead, he forced me to exit right. Even though I was like, are you sure? And he wasn't sure.
Of course he wasn't.
And, yeah, I mean, luckily, I was in a rental car and just off-roaded off of the exit and got back on track, or it would have cost us 10, 15 more minutes.
Yeah. All right.
Nick's blowing it.
All I'll say is when I was running the Waze last night, we had no problems.
We were in an Uber.
No, not coming from the airport.
Oh, okay.
To the hotel.
We didn't have any problems then.
I was telling you a good 20 seconds before the thing was what you were going to need
to
do
next.
That's
true. I don't know how you were able to do that, and you weren't sober. But, Nick.
I was pretty sober when we left the airport.
Yeah, you were pretty sober.
Yeah, reasonably.
Well, you had a few drinks at the at the airport.
But it wasn't. I mean, it was just vodka.
Just vodka.
Yeah. It's nothing. It's nothing.
It was just 12 vodkas.
No, it was 6 vodkas.
Big deal. Did you have any on the plane?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was fine.
You were sober enough. Nick, totally sober this morning, at least I think, and can't figure out north from south.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm just going to leave it alone.
Yeah. There's an old goat's tail that if you point your horn to the north, you feel a cold breeze on your horn, and that's how you can always tell which way to go. But I don't know if Nick, if he's learned that trick.
What do we have here?
TGS Insurance. Listen, if you own your home, you need to listen up. And they're about to save you big money on your home policy, all without ever even talking to an agent. Used to take hours to get a decent home quote, then someone made it 15 minutes. TGS Insurance, they've built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address, and you're probably going to save a bunch of money. Grab your phone right now. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. Send that back. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. Their average customer from 2018 is saving over $825 on home insurance. And you don't even need to wait till your renewal, because TGS Insurance, they'll take care of the back end, the paperwork, all the hassle, so you don't have to. You could just sit back and make money. One more time, text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and save big today.
Listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Guys, I got to tell you about Go Insurance, and maybe you're stuck in the past, like with old school phone lines or something. Well, it's time to get with the present. And listen, if you've got an iPhone, Go's iPhone app delivers the first ever on-demand car insurance experience. It's fast, reliable, integrated with Apple, no questionable web forms handling your data. It's a 21st century solution to car insurance for those who don't feel like being stuck in the past. It's so easy. All you have to do is you download the app, snap a photo of your license, you'll receive a quote in seconds, use Apple Pay. That's it, really. So if you're still stuck in the past, well, to heck with that. You could be doing anything else. So search for Go Insurance in the App Store or visit go.insure to see how crazy fast car insurance can be. Just download the Go app, you'll get a quote fast, so fast, as a matter of fact, that you'll be able to get in your entire live read before we drop again. That's how fast it is. All right, how was that? Did we get it? Did we get it? So we have 2 minutes for Hoffman on Hollywood. Is that it?
Do we even have time to do Hoffman on Hollywood, or do we just need
to
wrap up
time to
what
do
we're here for?
We have time to do either Hollywood or Hoffman. I don't think we have time for
I wanted to mention that. Remember when Cardi B set the record for
rodeo
attendance? Mm-hmm. That's already broken. You know who the most popular band at the rodeo was this year?
I think I saw this. It was
Los Tigres del Norte.
Yeah, the Tigres.
Ay, ay, ay. They need to start doing more than one Go Tejano night. I mean, if they're getting that many people in there,
yeah,
like they need to probably reevaluate. Like, what if we cut out one of the 15 country music guys and bring in another Tejano band? I mean, because clearly they're raking on that night.
Yeah, yeah.
No one asked me, though.
Maybe the Tigres of the South.
It marked their return to the rodeo stage for the first time since 2002. So 75,586 people there to watch it.
Bueno.
Muy bueno.
Si.
Well, we don't really have time to do a full hopping on Hollywood. I had a story about Emilia Clarke. Ending Game of Thrones was the metaphorical undoing of the bra. Which kind of works for her.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's what got me into the show to begin with.
Indeed.
So.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap it up. We're going to do one more here tomorrow from AT&T Stadium.
Let's do that properly. That's going to, you know, thankfully,
we owe the mercifully. People. We owe the people a perfect game tomorrow in terms of not dropping.
Lord.
So we're going to get this worked on, and hopefully tomorrow. Did we drop more than you guys did? Yeah. Okay. So we'll get it fixed.
We dropped like Fernando's balls on Fred's head.
Stop it. Till tomorrow, stay sportsy, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.